Lai 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 lai
Prayer. Dear Creator, thank you for keeping us in our society each day and giving us the strength to come together to fight our evil inclination. May we see you in our brothers at all times. Strengthen our bond so we can be your conduit to humanity in order to bring peace to the world and contentment to you. Give us the strength and focus to absorb our teacher's words and increase our deficiency to seek you more and more each and every day. Next, I'll turn over to dear friend Javier to share his heart.
Thank you, dear Rick. Thank you, dear friends. We're here as 110, gathered in Cobb U. I want to bring your attention to our preparation. That started with our forefathers, with the Kabbalists, that insisted on unity, to the point where they eventually won. And we stood at the foot of Mount Sinai, and we were given the commandment, love your friend as thyself. We carefully cleaned ourselves and corrected ourselves of all the chametz, no self-centeredness, all the ego. And now we're here, where we get to pass over from egoism to brotherhood, to connection, to unity, until we become a nation bound together, united by the vision of love of others, by the vision of our friends, our dear Rav, our dear Rabash and Bala Sulam, and all the Kabbalists before us. And right now we want to just make sure we lower our heads and we understand that Pharaoh does not want us to leave egoism, but it's what we're here to do with joy and love, and perpetuate this idea of unity and be the light unto the nations. I'll pass it on to our brother Bob. Unmute.
Mm-hmm.
Kabi, you're not showing.
Unmute it again.
Kabi, we can't hear you.
Unmute, please, Bob.
Okay, בינתיים נקרא קטע מקור.
Okay, so we're going to read an excerpt from the source. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Bala Sulam. the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men, and idol worshippers are not called men. These are the words of Washbi.
Active workshop. How do we strengthen ourselves to follow to the path and the method of Baal HaSulam? How do we strengthen ourselves to follow the path and the method of Baal HaSulam?
We grow stronger with one another, with Arvut, with support. There's always friends who support you, friends who go through states like pistons in an engine. So we keep the Arvut and we demand the Creator to maintain the Arvut between us.
Yeah, and we are called men because we want to be similar to the Upper One. The purpose of creation, and that's the only thing that really matters in life, and we do everything we can to come out of our nature and adhere to His nature.
We help one another cleave to the morning lesson, not move from it, both during when it happens and also in realizing it later on, and we pray for one another.
Yeah, strengthening ourselves. Now, there is a Creator, He is good and does good, and only He operates. And constantly reminding that He is the operator, and our job is to demand of Him to do it.
Yeah, we learned that habit becomes second nature. We must adhere to our Rav, our books, all the Kabbalists, do maximum inner work and effort to go above reason, to do everything to be a little closer to the upper light, together every day, morning lesson, and so on.
And to shift everything that happens in life through the connection between us. We wanted to strengthen the connection between us more and more in order to give contentment to the Creator.
There
was this idea of Rav group and books to adhere to the Creator and the upper providence that runs love reality. Say the good who does good through the Kabbalists and the books that they wrote, the teacher that represents them today in the group, the friends.
Through learning the writings of the Kabbalists and with the right intention, we connect together and read and connect to what the Kabbalist wrote. And we draw reforming light, and that strengthens us on the path.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn.
because we came from one point into this point we will return.
Second excerpt. This is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others.
Dear friends, question for a second active workshop. Let's open our hearts and strengthen the love between us. A second active workshop. Let's open our hearts and strengthen the love between us.
That was with me, right? What a question. Timing. I love these winks of the Creator, this divine irony, how we were placed in the focus group today. When we are in the focus, it's felt, our 10, the hearts are open, our friends feel one another, and the flesh and the love between us is evident through all kinds of states, maybe threatening a little, but there's also a feeling that the friends are holding on to the good who does good behind everything. Maybe even more than that, you can say that we invite the world Kli into our 10 to receive some of the these forces of love that exist between us, the arvut that we reveal between us, and that during this lesson we'll be together and also we'll be able to recharge from the world Kli, strengthen ourselves ahead of this special day of ours that we enter together.
Lev patuach meod.
a very open heart, filled with gratitude to the friends, and a prayer to the Creator, and more gratitude to the friends and to the Creator.
We just need our hearts, souls' devotion to this path. The ego constantly grows and the states become more difficult, more convincing against it. The only thing that holds you is the soul's devotion to the friends, to the path, to the Rav. You need to ask constantly. This is the prayer. This is the center of the prayer. Let's succeed in adhering to one another and to the Creator. Any minute, every minute.
It's really felt how each of us stands firm before the Creator and says, look at my friends, see what great friends I have. Give it to them. They deserve it. Look at how devoted they are, how much they're working, how much they want to love you, how much they want to love each other, how each one in the ten is like Moses and he's fighting for the ten.
In effect, we all experienced and we know how we are powerless only in the connection between us in this. Reinforcing this power that he gives us to serve him. And so this day that begins with this lesson was designed only to strengthen us, to raise our prayer for this connection, for this demand from the Creator, for this request.
בורא יקר, תודה שאתה מחזיק אותנו בחברה שלנו בכל
Dear Creator,
ונותן לנו את הכוח
Thank you
כדי להתעלות
for keeping us in our society each day and giving us the strength to come together to fight our evil inclination. May we see you in our brothers at all times. Strengthen our bond so we can be your conduit to humanity, in order to bring peace to the world and contentment to you. Give us the strength and focus to absorb our teacher's words and increase our deficiency to seek you more and more each and every day.